88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. This afternoon at 3:57 Maryland time, a Russian spacecraft will launch from Kazakhstan, headed for the International Space Station. One of the astronauts on board will be Cockeysville native Reed Wiseman, a commander in the Navy who was chosen as one of 9 astronauts in the class of 2009. He'll be part of a team conducting experiments and working on repairs of the space station. He's been training in Russia for more than 2 years. I had a chance to speak with Commander Wiseman about 2.5 weeks ago. He joined me on the line from the Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center in Star City, Russia. So this is your first mission to space. You became an astronaut in 2009. You beat out about 3,500 other people. What's it take to be an astronaut?
I still don't know. To be honest, I can't believe I'm sitting here in Russia talking to you on the radio. I think you really, the bottom line is, they want somebody who's got a slightly above average intelligence, a really down-to-earth sense of humor, and somebody who's just passionate about the work that they're doing. I think if you get those ingredients mixed together, it seems to really spark with what NASA is looking for in the astronaut corps.
Do you remember your interview process? What was the weirdest question they asked you?
Oh, they threw me a lot of curveballs. It's not a very easy experience. You're sitting in an uncomfortable position at a T of a table, so you can't make proper eye contact with anyone there. And one person asked me a question, of all things, about a Snickers bar from my days in the Navy, and that was the biggest curveball that I wasn't expecting. And it wasn't a great story. I didn't want to tell it, but they made me tell it. So,
and it worked.
I can go into more detail if you want, or we can just leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. That's okay. I wonder, on a more serious note, have the political tensions in Ukraine and the tensions between the United States and Russia affected your team in any way?
The simple answer there is absolutely not. I'm flying with a Russian commander, Max Sarayev, and a German astronaut, Alex Gerst. We're not only professional colleagues, but we've become great friends. I was just out with their families last night down in Moscow. We just really enjoy each other's company, and we are ready to fly to the International Space Station, this great machine that's in orbit around Earth. The 15 countries are helping keep up there, and we're ready to go do the job. So the politics, it stays on the side, and we're just happy to go get the job done.
You will be in very close quarters for about 6 months with these other astronauts. I mean, do you do any training about, psychological training about how to be in other people's space for that intense period of time?
We do plenty of training. The big thing is we have trained together for the last 2.5 years. And so I can really just, well, all three of us really, we can just look at each other and I can tell just by the creases in Alex's forehead what he's thinking. And I'm ready to answer that question that I know is brewing in his head. And we can tell when Max is getting a little bit frustrated and we know to just back off and give him a little space. So we've done a lot of survival training together. We've lived for 3 days in the Russian winter out in the wilderness at minus 20 centigrade with nothing. We had to build our own teepee. I think when you do those sorts of things together, you start to develop a relationship that's incredibly solid, and I think we have that.
Are you bringing any personal objects or mementos, things from home?
I'm bringing a few little things. One is a little stuffed giraffe that my kids gave to me, and so I'm really excited to have that with me. That's always going to be fun, just to look at that guy floating around, and hopefully I'll be able to double and use it in some outreach with some children. And then the big thing for me is pictures. I've got a lot of pictures of my family, pictures of my friends, and that's really what I want. I need that visual reminder of the people that I love back on Earth.
What's a typical day for you in space? What are you going to be doing?
Typical day. Wake up, read the plan of the day, talk to ground control to make sure they don't have any changes for us, and then we dive straight into science and maintenance. Most days it'll be more science than maintenance. And then we get a break for midday meal at around noon. And then I'll definitely have to go do some weightlifting. I'll have to go hit the treadmill and then do some more work. And then around 7 p.m., we wrap up for the day, try to all gather together for an evening meal, talk to the ground one more time just to see how the day went, and then it's off to sleep for us. So it's pretty much routine ops.
Astronaut Reed Wiseman, Godspeed, Commander. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Great talking to you.
astronaut Reid Wiseman from Cockeysville. Commander Wiseman and I spoke earlier this month. This afternoon, he'll be on his way to the International Space Station to serve as a flight engineer, along with Maxim Suryev of the Russian Federal Space Agency and the German astronaut Alexander Gerst of the European Space Agency. They'll be at the International Space Station for 6 months. We'll have a link to information about it and link to Commander Wiseman's Twitter feed on our website. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more after the break. Stay with us.